I want to thank the members of the media for joining us today here at beautiful and historic Shays Performing Arts Center. It is going to be a fun-filled weekend in the city of Buffalo for Thanksgiving weekend. We're here to give you some updates. Our mission is to be sure that everyone has a great time and a fun time with all of the different events and activities that will be taking place in the city of Buffalo. Hamilton begins a three-week run at Shays Performing Arts Center tonight. It will be very busy, very vibrant down here. The Sabres will host a pair of games on Wednesday and Friday. Black Friday launches the official start of the holiday shopping season, and we anticipate that all of the business districts in the city of Buffalo will be extremely busy. We're encouraging people to shop local, shop in the city. All of your shopping needs can be found right here in the city of Buffalo. Over 13,000 people are expected to converge on the Buffalo Niagara Convention Center on the 24th, which is Saturday, for the world's largest disco. In fact, it will be the 25th anniversary this November 24th of the world's largest disco. And that is going to have that area of the city absolutely packed with people. Again, as I said, over 13,000 expected. And the biggest party night of the year is tomorrow, as Buffalo's vibrant nightlife prepares to roll out the red carpet for Thanksgiving Eve. I am here with Commissioner Kevin Helfer, Commissioner of Parking for the City of Buffalo, and Captain Jeffrey Rinaldo, the Chief of Staff for Buffalo Police Commissioner Byron Lockwood, just to provide you with some updates on some things that you should know for this busy Thanksgiving weekend in Buffalo. Now I'm going to turn things over to Commissioner Helfer to give you some updates as it relates to parking. But before I do that, I am very pleased to announce that in partnership with Council President Darius Pridgen and all of the members of the City Council, that street metered parking will be free on Black Friday, November 23rd, in the City of Buffalo. So all metered parking will be free in the City of Buffalo. And I want to thank the Council for, again, partnering with my administration to bring free parking to the many patrons and visitors that we expect to see in Buffalo on the 23rd. Now I will turn things over to Commissioner Helfer.
Thank you, Mayor. Good afternoon, everyone. I'd like to give you a little update. As the mayor said, this Friday, Black Friday, all metered parking, legal metered parking in the city of Buffalo will be free. And as I think everybody knows, this is a very progressive city of Buffalo. It's not the Buffalo 20 years ago where people could just come, leave their house maybe, you know, half hour, 45 minutes before an event, come downtown, park right by the front door, pay a couple dollars, and away you go. As I said yesterday to the media, people now, with Buffalo being so progressive, with so much entertainment, so much activity, you got to take a step back and come with a plan. Mayor alluded to Hamilton, and I really think people should plan before they come down. If you're looking for a low-cost option, they're available. As everybody knows, after 5 o'clock on the streets of the city of Buffalo, parking is free. So if you come early, you maybe want to go to dinner, get a beverage or what have you, come down a little early, you might pay for 1 hour of parking for a dollar. Very reasonable. As everybody knows, the park and ride in the rapid transit, another great option. Our parking ramps, very reasonable, another great option. So my advice to people is just take a step back, think about where you're going, when you have to leave, develop a plan, and there's reasonable alternatives out there. If you want to pay a lot for parking and be by the front door, well, that alternative is out there as well. But if you want to be reasonable, have reasonable accommodations and parking for you, develop a plan, use our city ramps, use our on-street parking, use Uber, and use the rapid transit. Thank you very much, Mayor, and I look forward to people shopping this weekend. Free parking Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Thank you, Commissioner. So the Commissioner talked a little bit about our ramps. It's important to know that the Osberger ramp, which is close to Shays, 362 Pearl. Parking will only be $7 at Augsburger. So that is a good option. Just dovetailing on what Commissioner Helfer said, yes, there are closer options, more expensive options, but if you are looking for an affordable option, the Augsburger ramp is a very good one. Also, ramps close to Key Bank Center, the One Seneca ramp, the Adam ramp, are facilities that will also provide options for those who are going to the Sabres games. Now, one of the things that we always focus on with every special event in the city of Buffalo, and certainly during the Thanksgiving holiday in the city of Buffalo and other holiday periods, is having a specialized public safety plan to make sure that people can come to our city, not only have a great fun time, but have a safe time. And to talk a little bit about those preparations, I'm now going to turn the podium over to Captain Jeff Rinaldo.
Thank you, Mayor. So, as the mayor stated, this is anticipated to be one of the busiest weeks coming up and weekends in the city of Buffalo. We see visitors from all over the country coming home to celebrate the holidays with their family, and we know that tomorrow night is the largest night out for many people. So we just want to advise people, have a plan. If you're going out, make sure you have a designated driver. We have a very vibrant and easy-to-access public transportation system, whether it's subway, rail, Uber, taxis, or other services like that. I think the public needs to know that we will have increased patrols in both our Chippewa, Allentown districts, as well as increased patrols on Hurdle Avenue, Elmwood Avenue, and downtown Buffalo. We will also be participating in the Stop DWI program tomorrow night. Buffalo will have a special detail of officers assigned to enforce DWI laws. So again, I can't stress enough, know when to say when, and do not drive a car if you've been drinking. Additionally, for this weekend, if you are choosing to drive into the city and park and shop, which we encourage everybody to do, please just make sure that you don't leave valuable items in visible plain sight in your vehicle. Lock those things inside of your trunk. Don't leave GPS or Garmin devices or cell phones in the vehicle. Make sure that you utilize your trunk and keep those things out of the sight of people that may wish to take advantage of that. But again, we encourage everybody to come down this week. Have a great time. Enjoy yourself. Show off the great progress the city has made and do so safely. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Captain. And thank you for our audience. Let me say again, as you've heard, this is going to be a big weekend, big week in the city of Buffalo. Thanksgiving is now falling on the weekend. We anticipate literally tens of thousands of people in the city of Buffalo, and just wanted to give you some updates and some tips on how you could responsibly enjoy your Thanksgiving weekend and festivities in the city. One final announcement before we open up to questions for the media. The garbage and recycling schedule this week will not be affected by Thanksgiving Thursday. Collection continues as scheduled. So garbage pickup and collection, recycling collection will not be affected by the Thanksgiving holiday. So please put out your materials as scheduled in your neighborhoods. With that, we'll open up to any questions that the members of the media have. Well, we're hoping that no area of our city gets crazy, but I will let Captain Rinaldo speak to that.
Yes, so all summer long, we've had a detail on Allen Street. We did see some issues there this year, and we were quick to respond. In a lot of those cases, we made arrests immediately after an event occurred. Our chief of the B District meets regularly with the business associations of Allentown, Chippewa, as well as individual bars, and we work through issues that come up. We come up with plans to address large events, and I believe that our plan this year, our increased extra special patrols for those areas, will have a very positive impact. Again, you know, it's a issue to keep everybody safe. It's not just on the police, but it's on the bar owners. It's on residents to report activity before things become a problem. But it's also on people coming out to enjoy the night responsibly. You don't want to ruin your night out by winding up in custody because of an altercation. So, again, have a plan in place. Make sure you get there safely. But, you know, enjoy the night in a responsible manner.
Other questions that members of the media have?
We never talk specifically about plans like that. I can tell you that all of Erie County participates in the Stop DWI program. Buffalo has participated in that program for a number of years. You can expect to see targeted patrols for DWI in and around the city. Where specifically, I'm not going to tell you. But again, it's something that we take serious. This summer, we saw a few pedestrian-involved accidents from people that were intoxicated. And again, there's no reason for it. So we will have very strong enforcement this weekend, starting tomorrow night, all through the weekend for DWIs.
You know, it might sound cliche. It might sound kind of funny. But if you're out partying, please do not drink and drive. We want to make sure that people get home and that they get home alive.